Dad.
To say, what do you desire, what do you want? An easy way is obviously to say literally, what do you desire? And this is frequently used if you're in a restaurant or a cafe. Instead of asking, what do you want, meaning what do you want to drink, they'll often ask you what it is you desire. So again, what was to desire?
Desear.
Desear.
To say you desire, simply cut off the R, get rid of the R from the end so that you don't sound the R at the end. So again, how do you think you'd say you desire? It sounds the same, except there's no R at the end.
Desea.
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 With that in mind, how do you think you'd say, what do you want? What do you desire?
¿Qué desea?
¿Qué desea?
You might answer a variety of things. For instance, what is the coffee in Spanish?
El café.
El café.
A coffee is
un café.
Un café.
So how would you answer, a coffee, please?
Un café, por favor.
Un café, por favor.
How do you think you'd say, two coffees, please?
Dos cafés, por favor.
Dos cafés, por favor.
To say a white wine in Spanish, a white wine is
un vino blanco.
Un vino blanco.
Un vino blanco.
Un vino blanco.
The word for white is sort of familiar in some ways. It's a little bit like blank, except with an O on the end. And again, as we said earlier, words that describe things in Spanish go afterwards. They don't go before. So you don't say a white wine, but a wine white. So a white wine, what was that again?
Un vino blanco.
Un vino blanco.
How would you say two coffees and a white wine, please?
Dos cafés y un vino blanco, por favor.
Dos cafés y un vino blanco, por favor.
Taking a guess, how do you think you would say a sandwich in Spanish?
Un sandwich.
Un sandwich.
And again, how would you be asked, what do you want? Literally, what do you desire? How would the waiter ask you that?
¿Qué desea?
¿Qué desea?
Answer, two coffees, a white wine, and a sandwich, please.
Dos cafés, un vino blanco y un sándwich, por favor.
Dos cafés, un vino blanco y un sándwich, por favor.
Alternatively, you could just say, for me, a sandwich, please. How would you say that?
Para mí, un sándwich, por favor.
Para mí, un sándwich, por favor.
And of course, you'll need to be able to say, how much is it? Which is?
¿Cuánto es?
¿Cuánto es?
Again, what was a white wine in Spanish?
Un vino blanco.
Un vino blanco.
Of course, you may not wish to drink alone. So instead, you might want to order a bottle of white wine. A bottle is
una botella.
Una botella.
And do you remember what the word for of was?
De.
De.
So how would you say a bottle of white wine?
Una botella de vino blanco.
Una botella de vino blanco.
And do you remember how to pronounce paella in Spanish?
Paella.
Paella.
How would you say two paellas?
Dos paellas.
Dos paellas.
So how would you say a bottle of white wine and two paellas, please?
Una botella de vino blanco y dos paellas, por favor.
Una botella de vino blanco y dos paellas, por favor.
Let's try another scenario now. First of all, you're going to take a taxi to a cafe at the plaza. So get in the taxi and say, to the plaza, please.
A la plaza, por favor.
A la plaza, por favor.
When you get there, you ask, how much is it?
¿Cuánto es?
¿Cuánto es?
The driver tells you, 10 euros.
10 euros.
10 euros.
You cross the plaza and go into the cafe. The waiter comes up to you as you sit down and asks you, what do you want? What do you desire?
¿Qué desea?
¿Qué desea?
Answer, a coffee, please.
Un café, por favor.
Un café, por favor.
A friend who joins you now says, for me, a white wine and a sandwich, please.
Para mí, un vino blanco y un sándwich, por favor.
Para mí, un vino blanco y un sándwich, por favor.
Ask, how much is it?
¿Cuánto es?
The waiter tells you 20 euros. How would you say that?
20 euros.
20 euros.
So again, how would you say to the plaza, please?
A la plaza, por favor.
A la plaza, por favor.
To the cathedral, please.
A la catedral, por favor.
A la catedral, por favor.
And how would you say, where is it?
¿Dónde está?
¿Dónde está?
Where is the cafeteria?
¿Dónde está la cafetería?
¿Dónde está la cafetería?
Where is the plaza?
¿Dónde está la plaza?
¿Dónde está la plaza?
So again, how would you say where is?
¿Dónde está?
¿Dónde está?
But do you remember how to say where are?
¿Dónde están?
¿Dónde están?
Where are the toilets?
¿Dónde están los servicios?
¿Dónde están los servicios?
The toilets are over there.
Los servicios están allí.
Los servicios están allí.
How would you order a coffee by saying a coffee, please?
Un café, por favor.
Un café, por favor.
A white wine.
Un vino blanco.
Un vino blanco.
A bottle of white wine.
Una botella de vino blanco.
una botella de vino blanco.
What is to reserve in Spanish, to reserve?
Reservar.
Reservar.
How would you say I would like to reserve a table?
Quisiera reservar una mesa.
Quisiera reservar una mesa.
How would you say for me in Spanish, for me?
Para mí.
Para mí.
For you.
Para usted.
Para usted.
How would you say for one person?
Para una persona.
Para una persona.
For two people, for two persons.
Para dos personas.
Para dos personas.
I would like to reserve a table for two people, for two persons.
Quisiera reservar una mesa para dos personas.
Quisiera reservar una mesa para dos personas.
So again, using para, you're talking about something that is for someone, whether it's for me, for you, for a person, for two people. So something for someone. How would you say, though, for 2 nights, which is talking about how long something is for? How would you say for 2 nights?
Por dos noches.
Por dos noches.
To say for this evening in Spanish, you will say
para esta noche.
Para esta noche.
Para esta noche.
Para esta noche.
Now, you might have been expecting that you'd use the other word for four in this situation, because so far you've learnt that using para is for something that is for someone, and that por is used for how long something is for. However, para has another use. It is used firstly when you're describing that something is for someone, and also to describe when something is for. So it's for this evening, it's for tomorrow morning, this is here and it's for tomorrow morning, this is for us to use for this evening. It's different than when you're talking about how long something lasts for. So you'll use por when you want to say how long something is for, how long something is going to last. But you'll use para when you want to say who something is for and also when something is for, at what time it is for. So again, how would you say for this evening?
Para esta noche.
Para esta noche.
One way to ask, is it for this evening, is simply to say, for this evening? How would you say that?
Para esta noche.
Para esta noche.
How would you say, I would like to reserve a table for two people for this evening?
Quisiera reservar una mesa para dos personas para esta noche.
Quisiera reservar una mesa para dos personas para esta noche.
How would you say simply, I would like a double room for 2 nights?
Quisiera una habitación doble por 2 noches.
Quisiera una habitación doble por 2 noches.
So once we go back to talking about the duration, the length of time for 2 nights, we have, of course, gone back to por. But when you are simply giving a time, when something is for, you will use para. Another example of this would be for giving the time. For instance, in order to tell the time in Spanish, it's pretty easy. All you need to do is take the las from the beginning of Las Vegas and add it onto the front of a number. So to say 2 o'clock, simply say las and then two. How would you say that? Literally, the two.
Las dos.
Las dos.
Say 3 o'clock, say the three.
Las tres.
Las tres.
To say 7 o'clock, you'd say the seven.
Las siete.
Las siete.
How would you say 4 7 o'clock, given that it's a specific time, that when something is for? So how would you say 4 7 o'clock?
Para las siete.
Para las siete.
How would you say, I would like to reserve a table for 7 o'clock?
Quisiera reservar una mesa para las siete.
Quisiera reservar una mesa para las siete.
When you get there, you might want to tell them that you've reserved. You can, if you want, simply say, I have reserved. So how would you say that?
He reservado.
He reservado.
How would you say, I've reserved a table?
He reservado una mesa.
He reservado una mesa.
What is you have, you have?
A.
A.
How would you say you have reserved?
Ha reservado.
Ha reservado.
Turn it into a question to say, you have reserved?
Ha reservado.
Ha reservado.
Answer by saying, yes, I have reserved.
Sí, he reservado.
Sí, he reservado.
Again, how would you say later in Spanish? Literally, more late, more tardy.
Más tarde.
Más tarde.
So, the word for more, therefore, is...
Más.
Más.
To ask someone if they want some more in Spanish, you literally say something more. What was the word for something?
Algo.
Algo.
So how would you say something more?
Algo más.
Algo más.
Now turn it into a question and say more or less anything else, something more.
¿Algo más?
¿Algo más?
Answer, yes. 2 coffees, please.
Sí, 2 cafés, por favor.
Sí, 2 cafés, por favor.
At the end of the meal, you might be asked it. So, again, how would you say something more?
¿Algo más?
¿Algo más?
This time you're going to answer, yes, 2 coffees and the bill, please. The bill in Spanish is...
La cuenta.
La cuenta.
La cuenta.
La cuenta.
How would you say, yes, 2 coffees and the bill, please?
Sí, 2 cafés y la cuenta, por favor.
Sí. 2 cafés y la cuenta, por favor.
So, what is the word for where in Spanish, where?
¿Dónde?
¿Dónde?
How would you say, where can I go?
¿Dónde puedo ir?
¿Dónde puedo ir?
How would you say, where can I prepare the dinner?
¿Dónde puedo preparar la cena?
¿Dónde puedo preparar la cena?
How about where can I take a taxi?
¿Dónde puedo tomar un taxi?
¿Dónde puedo tomar un taxi?
I'll let you guess the word for taxi as it is pretty much universal and very useful word. Let's try another scenario now. The first thing you're going to do is you're going to book a table for two people over the phone. So I'd like to say, I would like to reserve a table for two people.
Quisiera reservar una mesa para dos personas.
Quisiera reservar una mesa para dos personas.
The restaurant over the phone asks you if it's for this evening, literally saying, for this evening.
Para esta noche.
Para esta noche.
Say yes, for 7 o'clock.
Sí, para las siete.
Sí, para las siete.
They ask you your name, saying, your name, please.
Su nombre, por favor.
Su nombre, por favor.
Again, give it as Moon, saying Moon, and then M-O-O-N.
Moon, M-O-O-N.
Moon, M-O-O-N.
The restaurant says, thank you. How would they say that?
Gracias.
Gracias.
Later, in the hotel reception, you ask the concierge where you can get a taxi. Ask him literally, where can I take a taxi?
¿Dónde puedo tomar un taxi?
¿Dónde puedo tomar un taxi?
The concierge simply flags one down for you and you get in, telling the taxi driver, to the plaza, please.
A la plaza, por favor.
A la plaza, por favor.
The taxi arrives a little while later, just opposite the restaurant. You get out and ask the driver, how much is it?
¿Cuánto es?
¿Cuánto es?
The taxi driver tells you, 11 euros.
11 euros.
11 euros.
You cross the road and enter the restaurant. The waiter comes up to you and you say, I have reserved.
He reservado.
He reservado.
You are seated, given a menu, and decide to order something inexpensive. Order a bottle of white wine and two paellas.
Una botella de vino blanco y dos paellas, por favor.
Una botella de vino blanco y dos paellas, por favor.
You finish your meal, but have clearly drunk too much wine. Ask, where are the toilets?
¿Dónde están los servicios?
¿Dónde están los servicios?
He gestures in their direction. A while later you come back. The waiter soon comes up to you again and says, anything else? Literally, something more?
¿Algo más?
¿Algo más?
Say yes. Two coffees and the bill, please.
Sí, dos cafés y la cuenta, por favor.
Sí, dos cafés y la cuenta, por favor.
All right. How would you say I can in Spanish? I can.
Puedo.
Puedo.
You can.
Puede.
Puede.
You informal can.
Puedes.
Puedes.
You, more than one of you can.
Pueden.
Pueden.
We can.
Podemos.
Podemos.
We can speak Spanish.
Podemos hablar español.
Podemos hablar español.
We cannot speak Spanish.
No podemos hablar español.
No podemos hablar español.
What is to see in Spanish?
Ver.
Ver.
We cannot see it.
No podemos verlo.
No podemos verlo.
To do in Spanish, to do, is...
Hacer.
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 How would you say, we cannot do it?
No podemos hacerlo.
No podemos hacerlo.
We cannot do it this evening.
No podemos hacerlo esta noche.
No podemos hacerlo esta noche.
We cannot do it now.
No podemos hacerlo ahora.
No podemos hacerlo ahora.
We cannot do it now, but we can do it later.
No podemos hacerlo ahora, pero podemos hacerlo más tarde.
No podemos hacerlo ahora, pero podemos hacerlo más tarde.
What is I want in Spanish? I want.
Quiero.
Quiero.
And what is he, she, or you formal want?
Quiere.
Quiere.
How about you informal want?
Quieres.
Quieres.
How about you, more than one of you, want?
Quieren.
Quieren.
How would you say you, more than one of you, want to do it?
Quieren hacerlo.
Quieren hacerlo.
Sticking with quieren, how would you say you want to do it now?
Quieren hacerlo ahora.
Quieren hacerlo ahora.
Turn that into you want to do it now.
Quieren hacerlo ahora.
Quieren hacerlo ahora.
What is the word for why?
¿Por qué?
¿Por qué?
Why do you want to do it now?
¿Por qué quieren hacerlo ahora?
¿Por qué quieren hacerlo ahora?
I want to do it later.
Quiero hacerlo más tarde.
Quiero hacerlo más tarde.
The word for tomorrow in Spanish, tomorrow, is...
Mañana.
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 Lots of people are familiar with this. It seems to have found its way into English. How would you say, I want to do it tomorrow?
Quiero hacerlo mañana.
Quiero hacerlo mañana.
How would you say we want in Spanish? We want.
Queremos.
Queremos.
We want to do it tomorrow.
Queremos hacerlo mañana.
Queremos hacerlo mañana.
Again, what is to eat in Spanish?
Comer.
Comer.
To do.
Hacer.
Hacer.
To take.
Tomar.
Tomar.
To see.
Ver.
Ver.
To come.
Venir.
Venir.
To go.
Ir.
Ir.
To speak.
Hablar.
Hablar.
How do you say, we don't want to speak Spanish now?
No queremos hablar español ahora.
No queremos hablar español ahora.
How would you say I have prepared in Spanish?
He preparado.
He preparado.
And I have reserved?
He reservado.
He reservado.
So, we have one type of I have in Spanish that we're very familiar with. That's to do with the past tense talking about things that have already happened. But there is another. How would you say, for instance, in Spanish, I have a tango?
Tengo un tango.
Tengo un tango.
Now, this have is used for possession when you have something. So, for instance, how would you say, I have a double room with bath?
Tengo una habitación doble con baño.
Tengo una habitación doble con baño.
If you want to say, I have to, for instance, I have to go now, I have to eat, I have to leave. In the same way that the English I have is very similar to the English I have to, so obviously we have I have, where I have a dog, I have two brothers and sisters, but you can also say, I have to go now, I have to leave later. Spanish also has I have to, but they don't use to afterwards. I have to in Spanish is
tengo que.
Tengo que.
Tengo que.
Tengo que.
How would you say, I have to eat now?
Tengo que comer ahora.
Tengo que comer ahora.
How would you say, I have to eat later?
Tengo que comer más tarde.
Tengo que comer más tarde.
How about, I have to do it?
Tengo que hacerlo.
Tengo que hacerlo.
I have to do it tomorrow.
Tengo que hacerlo mañana.
Tengo que hacerlo mañana.
How do you think you would say you formal have to? You may have struggled with that, and you may have said something like tenga, which unfortunately is not correct, because have and have to are really quite irregular and unusual. So instead of being tenge for you have or you have to, instead it would be
tiene
for you have, and for you have to would be
tiene que.
Tiene, tiene que.
So, how would you say you have to do it, formal?
Tiene que hacerlo.
Tiene que hacerlo.
How would you say you have to speak Spanish?
Tiene que hablar español.
Tiene que hablar español.
How would you say you have to come?
Tiene que venir.
Tiene que venir.
How would you say you have to come this evening?
Tiene que venir esta noche.
Tiene que venir esta noche.
So again, what is I have to?
Tengo que.
Tengo que.
But just I have without the to on it, so I have in the sense of I have a dog or whatever.
Tengo.
Tengo.
And what is you have to?
Tiene que.
Tiene que.
And simply you have?
Tiene.
Tiene.
How do you think you'd say you informal have?
Tienes.
Tienes.
So how would you say you informal have to?
Tienes que.
Tienes que.
How would you say you have to come later, informal?
Tienes que venir más tarde.
Tienes que venir más tarde.
Turn it into a question. How would you say, do you have to come later?
Tienes que venir más tarde.
Tienes que venir más tarde.
How do you think you would say, you, all of you, more than one of you, have?
Tienen.
Tienen.
And you, more than one of you, have to?
Tienen que.
Tienen que.
How about they have to?
Tienen que.
Tienen que.
So again, one more time from the beginning. I have to.
Tengo que.
Tengo que.
He, she, you, formal, have to.
Tiene que.
Tiene que.
You, informal, have to.
Tienes que.
Tienes que.
You, more than one of you, have to.
Tienen que.
Tienen que.
They have to.
Tienen que.
Tienen que.
Once more, to say we have to, it will be quite different to the others. You'll find these all tend to end with a sort of mos sound. We have to is
tenemos que.
Tenemos que.
Tenemos que.
Tenemos que.
To leave in Spanish, to leave, is
salir.
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 How would you say we have to leave?
Tenemos que salir.
Tenemos que salir.
We have to leave later.
Tenemos que salir más tarde.
Tenemos que salir más tarde.
We have to leave tomorrow.
Tenemos que salir mañana.
Tenemos que salir mañana.
We have to leave this evening.
Tenemos que salir esta noche.
Tenemos que salir esta noche.
How would you say, why do we have to leave this evening?
¿Por qué tenemos que salir esta noche?
¿Por qué tenemos que salir esta noche?
Again, how would you say in Spanish, where are the toilets?
¿Dónde están los servicios?
¿Dónde están los servicios?
Of course, if you want to be polite and you're asking someone, you might want to say, excuse me or pardon. Excuse me or pardon in Spanish is...
Perdone.
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 How would you say then, excuse me or pardon, where are the toilets?
Perdone. ¿Dónde están los servicios?
Perdone. ¿Dónde están los servicios?
How would you say, excuse me or pardon, where is the plaza?
Perdone. ¿Dónde está la plaza?
Perdone, ¿dónde está la plaza?
How about, excuse me, where's the campsite?
Perdone, ¿dónde está el camping?
Perdone, ¿dónde está el camping?
What was the cathedral in Spanish, the cathedral?
La catedral.
La catedral.
How would you say, excuse me, where's the cathedral?
Perdone, ¿dónde está la catedral?
Perdone, ¿dónde está la catedral?
The tourist office in Spanish is the office of tourism.
La oficina de turismo.
La oficina de turismo.
La oficina de turismo.
La oficina de turismo.
How would you say, excuse me, where is the tourist office?
Perdone, ¿dónde está la oficina de turismo?
Perdone. ¿Dónde está la oficina de turismo?
Again, as I mentioned earlier, you need to be careful how you pronounce the word meaning is or it is when you're talking about where something is. So, the is or it is that we've been using is pronounced
está.
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 And the emphasis is really very much on the está at the end. However, we've also encountered a word that's very similar, which is this. For instance, in this evening. How would you say this evening?
Esta noche.
Esta noche.
And this is pronounced quite close to the English name Esther. Again, you can think of this is for Esther. So again, when you are saying where is something, you don't want it to sound like Esther. You want to make it sound more like está. With the sta emphasized, just to make it clear. Otherwise, it might sound like you're saying something like, where is this office of tourism or something? It might not be entirely clear. All right. How would you say the office of tourism, the tourist office, is over there?
La oficina de turismo está allí.
La oficina de turismo está allí.
You might want to say more clearly where something is. If you want to say something is in front of something, to say in front of, you will say
enfrente de.
Enfrente de.
Enfrente de.
Enfrente de.
So it doesn't sound entirely different to the English. It sort of sounds a bit like in front of or something like that. How do you think you'd say in front of the cathedral?
Enfrente de la catedral.
Enfrente de la catedral.
So how would you say the tourist office is in front of the cathedral?
La oficina de turismo está enfrente de la catedral.
La oficina de turismo está enfrente de la catedral.
Again, make sure you're using the right word for is, because whenever you're saying where something is, we will use
está.
Está.
And we won't use
es.
Es.
Which is used for describing what something is, not where it is. Let's try one more. How would you say the tourist office is in front of the plaza?
La oficina de turismo está enfrente de la plaza.
La oficina de turismo está enfrente de la plaza.
The word for station, as in train station in Spanish, is very similar to the English, as are all words that end in ION in English and in Spanish. However, it has an E added to the front of it. So it's the word station, more or less, with an E added to the front of it. So how do you think you would say the station in Spanish?
La estación.
La estación.
La estación.
La estación.
So how would you say, where is the station?
¿Dónde está la estación?
¿Dónde está la estación?
Reply to that question and say, the station is in front of the tourist office.
La estación está enfrente de la oficina de turismo.
La estación está enfrente de la oficina de turismo.
A map in Spanish, a map, is pretty easy to guess again. It's simply the English word map with an A on it. What do you think a map would be?
Un mapa.
Un mapa.
And how do you say in Spanish, I have?
Tengo.
Tengo.
He, she, or you have?
Tiene.
Tiene.
You, informal, have?
Tienes.
Tienes.
You, more than one of you, have?
Tienen.
Tienen.
They have?
Tienen.
Tienen.
Finally, the odd one out. We have.
Tenemos.
Tenemos.
And again, how would you say he, she, or you formal have?
Tiene.
Tiene.
So how would you say, do you have, simply using a rising intonation at the end? How would you say that?
Tiene.
Tiene.
How about, do you have a map?
Tiene un mapa.
¿Tiene un mapa?
Do you remember what the word for of is in Spanish? Of.
De.
De.
How would you say, do you have a map of Madrid?
¿Tiene un mapa de Madrid?
¿Tiene un mapa de Madrid?
Do you have a map of Barcelona?
¿Tiene un mapa de Barcelona?
¿Tiene un mapa de Barcelona?
Answer that question and say, yes, I have a map of Barcelona.
Sí, tengo un mapa de Barcelona.
Sí, tengo un mapa de Barcelona.
If you want to buy one again, you might need to ask how much it is. How would you say that?
¿Cuánto es?
¿Cuánto es?
So, again, what is to camp in Spanish?
Acampar.
Acampar.
To pay.
Pagar.
Pagar.
To desire.
Desear.
Desear.
To visit.
Visitar.
Visitar.
To invite.
Invitar.
Invitar.
To reserve.
Reservar.
Reservar.
Following the same logic, what would be to mark?
Marcar.
Marcar.
Again, what is I can in Spanish? I can.
Puedo.
Puedo.
He can.
Puede.
Puede.
She can.
Puede.
Puede.
You, formal, can.
Puede.
Puede.
You, informal, can.
Puedes.
Puedes.
You, all of you, can.
Pueden.
Pueden.
They can.
Pueden.
Pueden.
Finally, the odd one out, we can.
Podemos.
Podemos.
And again, what was he, she, and you formal can?
Puede.
Puede.
And what was to mark?
Marcar.
Marcar.
And again, what was a map in Spanish, a map?
Un mapa.
Un mapa.
So, you're probably familiar with the idea, perhaps by now, that the masculine word for a is...
Un.
Un.
Do you know what the masculine word for the is?
El.
El.
So, again, what is a map?
Un mapa.
Un mapa.
And how would you say the map?
El mapa.
El mapa.
To say on the map in Spanish is...
En el mapa.
En el mapa.
En el mapa.
En el mapa.
How would you say in Spanish, can you mark?
Puede marcar.
Puede marcar.
Can you mark the station?
¿Puede marcar la estación?
¿Puede marcar la estación?
Can you mark the station on the map?
¿Puede marcar la estación en el mapa?
¿Puede marcar la estación en el mapa?
Answer: Yes. I can mark the station on the map.
Sí, puedo marcar la estación en el mapa.
Sí, puedo marcar la estación en el mapa.
Let's try another scenario now. You decided you're going to go to the tourist office, so you need to start by finding out where it is. Talk to a passerby and say, Excuse me, where is the tourist office?
Perdone, ¿dónde está la oficina de turismo?
Perdone, ¿dónde está la oficina de turismo?
The passerby answers, The tourist office is in front of the cathedral, over there.
La oficina de turismo está enfrente de la catedral, allí.
La oficina de turismo está enfrente de la catedral, allí.
You follow the directions and go into the tourist office. Inside, you get in line, and when you get to the front, you ask, Do you have a map of Madrid?
¿Tiene un mapa de Madrid?
¿Tiene un mapa de Madrid?
The tourist officer says, Yes.
Sí.
Sí.
You ask how much it is.
¿Cuánto es?
¿Cuánto es?
They say 5 euros.
5 euros.
5 euros.
You pay and take the guide. Say thank you.
Gracias.
Gracias.
Back outside, you ask another passerby directions to the station. Say, Excuse me, where is the station?
Perdone, ¿dónde está la estación?
Perdone, ¿dónde está la estación?
The passerby says, do you have a map?
¿Tiene un mapa?
¿Tiene un mapa?
Say yes.
Sí.
Sí.
The passerby says, I can mark the station on the map. How would they say that?
¿Puedo marcar? La estación en el mapa.
Puedo marcar la estación en el mapa.
He marks it on the map and you thank him.
Gracias.
Gracias.
So again, what is I want in Spanish?
Quiero.
Quiero.
And what if you want to place emphasis on it and say, I want?
Yo quiero.
Yo quiero.
He wants without emphasis.
Quiere.
Quiere.
Now, with emphasis.
Él quiere.
Él quiere.
She wants, with emphasis.
Ella quiere.
Ella quiere.
You, formal want, with emphasis.
Usted quiere.
Usted quiere.
How would you say you, informal want, with no emphasis?
Quieres.
Quieres.
If you want to place emphasis when you are saying you, informal, the word for you, for the informal, is...
Tú.
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 So how would you say you, informal, want, with emphasis?
Tú quieres.
Tú quieres.
What is you want when you're talking to more than one person?
Quieren.
Quieren.
And of course, they want is the same, which would be?
Quieren.
Quieren.
Finally, the odd one out, we want.
Queremos.
Queremos.
Is you informal want with no emphasis?
Quieres.
Quieres.
How would you say you want to eat?
Quieres comer.
Quieres comer.
To say at what time in Spanish, at what time in Spanish is...
A qué hora.
A qué hora.
A qué hora.
A qué hora.
The word meaning at in that sentence is...
A.
A.
The word for what you're probably also somewhat familiar with, which is...
Qué.
Qué.
And a word for time more or less means hour in Spanish. So the word for hour or time is...
Hora.
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 So how would you say at what time?
A qué hora.
A qué hora.
At what time do you want to eat?
¿A qué hora quieres comer?
¿A qué hora quieres comer?
How about if you're asking someone you'd address formally, at what time do you want to eat?
¿A qué hora quiere comer?
¿A qué hora quiere comer?
Let's change that slightly and ask, why do you want to eat?
¿Por qué quiere comer?
¿Por qué quiere comer?
How about why don't you want to eat, making it negative?
¿Por qué no quiere comer?
¿Por qué no quiere comer?
What is to come in Spanish, to come?
Venir.
Venir.
At what time do you want to come?
¿A qué hora quiere venir?
¿A qué hora quiere venir?
How about why do you want to come?
¿Por qué quiere venir?
¿Por qué quiere venir?
What is to see in Spanish, to see?
Ver.
Ver.
At what time do you want to see it?
¿A qué hora quiere verlo?
¿A qué hora quiere verlo?
Again, what is I have in Spanish? I have in the sense of possession.
Tengo.
Tengo.
And I have to?
Tengo que.
Tengo que.
Now in English, we actually have two ways of expressing an idea that's similar to have to. One is by using have to, for instance, I have to. But we also say, I must do it, I mustn't do it. In Spanish, you can use one way to express both. So, again, what is I have to?
Tengo que.
Tengo que.
And you can also use this for I must. So how would you say I must?
Tengo que.
Tengo que.
He must.
Tiene que.
Tiene que.
You informal must.
Tienes que.
Tienes que.
You, more than one of you, must.
Tienen que.